this, my dear.
We can, we can, but it'll be too long. We like learning Sefer Iyov. Okay, let's go. Sharabodas Elokim. Sharabodas Elokim. We're in the middle of Perek Shvi, where he's going through the minimal amounts of Avodas Elokim, which is Hakaras HaTov. The whole Sefer is about that Arachim, values, is really more than the mitzvahs themselves. That's not to minimize the mitzvahs, chas v'shalom, not to say we're ever potter from doing them, and not to say that the main, not to escape them, but certainly the main thing is the Chodesh Halvavos. That's what the whole Sefer is about. And they don't teach that. They don't teach it at all. So when I, in the few weeks that I was going to make a Chedah, the name of the Chedah was going to be Chodesh Halvavos. That my kids threatened to leave me and my wife threatened to divorce me. I have a yeshiva named Chodesh Halvavos. So with my kids, I was tempted. But reality always takes over. Yeah, if you're going to tell yourself others, no one will come. So my plan was to make it a Zilberman in the learning. So it's not seen as a. Alright, maybe it'll yet happen. But it's a big problem. Because that's what's not taught. That's why I talked about by the Amalav Malkum, by the women with the chinuch. That's what's not taught. Anyway, I mean, like Sharabot is Elohim. Say, Avod is Hashem. If you go over to people and say, what about that? They'll say, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And they wouldn't be wrong, but they'd be missing the point. Okay. So he has the 10. This is a very important parak, because this really is the minimal in Avodas Hashem, which is feeling the sense of Hakaras HaTov. Number 6 was Umehem Shelo Yale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The 8th line, page Kuf Yud Aleph, Perek Shvi, the 8th line in the Perek. Umehem Shelo Yale Alibo Shehu Masman Osom Bacharitzuso, that he is the enabler, that he's in control of all the things that he has going for him, and that he keeps them going because he's energetic, because he's a go-getter, because he's a hustler, because he's on top of things. V'shehem yovdu mimenu, and he also therefore thinks that they will be lost from him. V'hisalmo mehem u'behazmachoso osam. So we, by ignoring it, by being lazy about them, by being not taking care of them, we keep saying it, this is the hardest thing in the world, because certainly a person that comes late to work and doesn't stay on top of his workers and doesn't stay on top of his field and doesn't read up on, and doesn't keep on top of things, certainly his business is going to go down. But that's all part of Hashem wanting you to stay on top of it. But to think that the point is control. To think that you actually control what's happening, that's the 6th thing. So that's part of Avodas Hashem, because that's part of Hakaras HaTov. Just many of these things are like different aspects of realizing that Hashem is really the provider. The muscle number three, no, number four. Number four, five, and six is really along this, all the same lines. Number four is you shouldn't attribute it to someone else. Number five is you shouldn't attribute it to yourself. Number six is you shouldn't think you control it by your zrizus, by your alacrity, by your being on top of things. So say, I'm successful because I get up in the morning early, and I say, so you shouldn't talk like that. You shouldn't think like that.
And how you're supposed to say that?
If you were saying it, you would say, I'm doing this because this is the way a person's supposed to act. It's part of midos. You have to be zrizus. You do something, you have to do it right. You have to do it the right way. You have to do it properly. You have to do it fully. But I'm fully aware that Hashem is providing me, and there's no real connection between what I'm doing and what the results are. Even though it certainly looks like there is, but that's part of the Olam Hazeh. But there's no real connection.
No connection between going to conferences, reading more journals, spending time in the field, and coming to better position.
There's no real connection between that and your parnasa. That's your obligation. But good, but then it goes into a different category. That you should realize your seichel is also provided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your ability to ingest the information and to remember it and to utilize it. So that's part of number five. That it's not you. But that's also the awareness that Hashem is providing you. You shouldn't think it's you. I'm smart, I'm intelligent, I'm on top of it. You should have a part of you remembering that Hashem is the enabler. Number seven is really addressing more, number six, I'm sorry. Number six is really addressing more, I think of it in terms of parnas, in terms of the Poyel Yoytze, in terms of if you have a lot of patience or not. I'm sure you know doctors who have a lot of patients and they're not on top of things. You see, it's not totally in that. The chiv of well, if you would ask me, a doctor, his obligation to stay on top of things is partial, so he shouldn't be a mazik. So he should. But then it goes into number five, realizing that he shouldn't feel proud of himself for being on top of things. He shouldn't take the credit for it. You should always thank Hashem that he's able to. But he has time to read all the things he subscribes to. You can't stay on top of things. I know. I mean, I know. The doctors I know say, you know, it's such a struggle to stay on top of things. It's like a treadmill. There's so much material that comes streaming in from all over. So when you find it happened to you three times, that punk something you read about last week came up now. You say, wow. And then you realize. I know that happens in my drushes. I see something, I go, oh, that punk came up. I'm able to use that. Number seven. Umehem shalo yuzalzo b'misha neder oso hatobos. You shouldn't look down on someone who doesn't have your gifts. The yira atzma choshev mimenu lufnei Hashem, and he shouldn't view himself as being more favored in the eyes of Hashem because he has children, he has good children, he has wealth, he has intelligence. He shouldn't be proud of himself and think that Hashem favors him more. What is this doing here? He's not talking about midos tovos in this parable. He's talking about avodas Hashem. So again, I think it's just another angle to cement in the hergish that it's not you, it's Hashem. So if a person would indeed always realize that Hashem is the provider and he has a karas atov to Hashem for providing, so then he wouldn't look down on anyone else because he has no reason to. It's not him. Kishem ahim yisayon lo me'ez Hashem. But that's really not what he says. What does he say? He says you shouldn't look down on someone who doesn't have these gifts The Yira Asval Choshem Nitnenu Lufnei Hashem, Kishema Hem Nisayon Lo, Me'ez Hashem, Legalos Roa HaMachshava, Hatzfuna Bekirbo, maybe it's a Nisayon, maybe he has these gifts as a Nisayon to see whether or not he exhibits feelings of Gaiva, the Yishke Bekach, the Yiyah Kol Neder HaTova Na'ala Mimenu Lufnei Hashem. And maybe the person who doesn't, he has a Nisayon of riches. So it's a Nisayon to see if he thinks the riches show that he's more favored in the eyes of Hashem. Maybe the riches are a Nisayon for him to see if he stays good with Hashem, or if he starts getting involved more in his business and has less time for Avodas Hashem, or if he starts dressing a certain way, or if he starts letting his kids dress a certain way, and or if he starts taking more vacations or going to places he shouldn't go. So maybe this whole thing's in the Soyon. The Yiyah Kol Neder HaTova, and so the reality might be that the person who doesn't have that gift, quote unquote, is Na'ala Mimenu Lufnei Hashem. Is more favored in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem is not giving him that Nisayon. Wait. Okay, so that's what he says. Now, why is that one of the 10 fundamental ways of... And we're talking about Akoras HaTov. I guess, not the way I said before, I'm thinking. I think it's different. It's this keeps you focused. That Hashem, you don't know why Hashem's giving it to you. You don't deserve it. That's the point. Oh. This is another angle of not feeling that you deserve what Hashem gives you, that it's coming to you. Oh. The Mela, the Akoras HaTov, will be that much more manifest if you don't feel it's coming to you. So a person that feels it's coming, that's the trap. If you feel it's coming to you, so then you'll quite clearly look at someone else that doesn't have it as... You look down on him because it's coming to you. It's obviously not coming to him. But if you say, I don't know if it's coming to me that I should be wealthy, it's coming to me that I should be intelligent, maybe Hashem's giving it to me as an Nisayon to see what I do with it. Hashem doesn't have to give that Nisayon to the other person. So that's what this is. So he's not concerned really with the actual midah ra'ah of looking down on another person and being a baal gaiva. That's not what he's doing in these 10 things. These 10 things are 10 exercises in developing Akoras HaTov. It's a minimalist amount of Akoras HaTov. So the chat is here is not to feel that you deserve it. That's where this fits in. Umehem, number 8. Shiatar Matzpuno Ulevavo V'Andesanuso L'Hashem. That he should. As a result of all the benefits Hashem's giving him, he should clear his mind and his lave. Bavel Bishem. So really, he should do more for Hashem. Really, all the good that Hashem does should spur him on to do more and more and more. Yeah, but in the minimalist position, he's saying, Bavel Bishem, a mosif ma'asov, mikfisha hoya mikodem, velo hosif betodoso uberchaso. Because really, every day you should increase this hergish, increased, not just the hergish, right? Number 2 was to express it verbally. Hare lefachos, so even if you don't increase it every day, hare lefachos yasmid b'matzot shehoyebo, at least he'll maintain where he was holding. The yishtadel letahar matzpuno be'ez ma'asav l'Hashem, to do things lishma, to purify his insides, his kishkes, to really, really do it lishma. V'lotiyah hatova sibur l'chisur mimasav hakodnin l'hatrodos machshavto v'lahosif tohar l'fnei Hashem. I'm just thinking why it's different than number 1. In number 1, that's partial, like the first thing is don't take the riches Hashem gives you and use it as a reason to become less medactic to mitzvahs, to learn less, to be less involved in Avodas Hashem. Don't use it against. Here he's saying, here the point is really with the proper feeling of Hakaras HaTov, you should be Mosif every day. You should have more realization. You should be thinking about it more and more and more, and you should be reacting more and more and more. But at the very least, you should maintain what you have. Velotia HaTova Siba L'chiser. Right, in other words, Hashem shouldn't have to take away things to make you wake up and realize how good you have it. At the very least, you should maintain your madrega, your feeling. The truth is, you can do very small things for that. Today, for the first time, I said b'chasachar in the city you sold malchus. He really, like in two or three words, he really adds very good insight into the bracha. And he says, Zokef kapufim. Okay. Very nice. Wonderful. Okay. And it is very nice. But he like adds two or three words that make you really think about what the bracha is saying. I don't even remember in particular about Zokef. Like Bekei Achivrim, he says, Hashem gave you vision and now you can see things. And he just adds two or three more words, you know, it's in the lines. So you have to maintain that feeling. 9. Umehem. 9 is a very, very interesting exercise. It's really an exercise. He says, always look at people who have less than you, not at people who have more than you in Gashmius. And in Ruchnius, look at people who are doing more than you, not at people who are doing less than you. That's what number 9 is. That the Hakaras HaTov should be developed in the following way. Look at people who have less than you and say, wow, Hashem gave me this. And you work on your Hakaras HaTov that way. Don't look at people who have more than you and say, how come I don't have that? It's not fair. I wish I would have that. Okay? And in Avodah, and in the reaction to the Tov, don't look at people who do less than you and feel smug and self-satisfied. Well, he learns 2 hours a day. I learn 3 hours a day. So I'm on top of things. I'm ahead of the eight ball. I'm doing great. But look at someone who learns 4 hours a day and feel, uh-oh, I'm not doing what that person is doing. That's number 9. Umehem shetehei eino tomid b'misha lamata mimenu b'shefa hatovos v'lo b'misha lamalo mimenu b'hem v'chein roi lo shetehei eino tomid b'misha avodosa l'ashem yisala yosar mimenu k'dei sheyishtadel yisro meim l'ma'alosa, so that she should always endeavor and try to be jealous that way. Bal yabatal misha avodosa l'ashem pachos mimenu, the yovel hispire b'masav the yisala mehem, and he'll start to neglect what he's doing, because you know, as long as he's ahead of the other person, so he feels good. So don't look at people who have more goods, more intelligence, more better children, you think, etc., etc., and aspire to that, but the other way around. Always, it's an exercise in Hakaras HaTov. Always look at people who seemingly have less than you and feel thankful to Hashem that you have more. And then look at people who are doing more and say, why aren't I doing that? I should aspire to that as well. What? Could be. But it's an exercise. I don't see that he's saying like an aspect of Hakaras HaTov. To me, it's like an exercise. Look at people who have less than you, and you'll develop your sense of thankfulness. You'll be thankful for things you never realized. I remember, I think I said it over a few weeks ago. My father, Olivar Shalom, got, what's it called, a plastic knee, big. He was crying. Like, who would ever think to thank Hashem that they could go to the bathroom in a normal way? You wouldn't think, hey, you say Asher Yotzei, but you don't stop and think. And then you know, like with a child, it's always with so. You know, you see a person with a bag, you know, say, you know, I never thought of thanking Hashem that I can excrete properly. So that's what it means. You always, this is an exercise to always unearth things to realize. I can breathe, I don't have the stomach ache. I look at the barrel, I say, my bones don't ache. Yeah, I thank Hashem, my bones don't ache me a whole day. You have to find an eitzah for him. I found a guy in Muncie for you. A doctor. I get, when he comes back, so he's going to call me up. He claims he could fix you up. I'm always thinking of you. Anyway, so that's how you should think. I think it's an exercise. I don't see it as a new insight into Avodas Hashem. I don't know if all these 10 things, and I don't see that all the 10 things are a vat. Some of them are exercises. I don't know. If you have a different shot, you let me know. Umehem shelo yishge. Oh, this is already not an exercise. This is a madrega, a thing. Shelo yishge. Don't make the mistake. The Hemsheichus Hashgachas Hashem Olav, if Hashem is good to you and Hashem gives you things, whatever it is, whether it's health, there's always something. Things are going. People have to have a karas hatov for what they do have. But you should never fall into the habit, you should never fall into the trap. Before he talked about, let's say number three, he talked about just taking it for granted, minimizing the tova. Here he's saying that he shouldn't take Hashem's continued bestowing the Tova upon him as a sign that Hashem is pleased with him, and he shouldn't become complacent. The harichalo achiye batuach meirugzo, so then he thinks, okay, he's a good guy, you know, Hashem's okay with him. The amrehu, and then he could start to take liberties, he gets lazy, he starts slipping. Kikomi sheshmanu olam min harishonim ureinuhu min haachronim mimi sheheitev lehem Hashem besugei hatova, that Hashem bestowed great good upon them. The sotu me'avodas Hashem v'himruhu, what trap did they fall into? In other words, Hashem is Erech HaPayim. But he's Erech HaPayim, he's waiting for us to do tshuva. He's giving us a chance to do tshuva, he's giving us a chance to become better. But people tend to take it as a sign that things are okay, and that they're doing okay, when really Hashem is Erech HaPayim. So he says, what he means is the Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot mentality. That when things are going well, we tend to become complacent in Avodas Hashem and to think that we're doing everything the way we're supposed to be doing them. But really, Hashem is being Erech HaPayim. So he says, many, many, he called me Shishamanu a little bit. All these, when people slip, the Sotu me Avodas Hashem, they go off the path. For him, Ruhu, Lohishi Osu Lekacha, Lamashi Hiskarti Loch. And I should have looked in other sfarim. It could be he's starting a new thought here, and he means all the 10 things. I learned pshat lohishos from the kachal amasha hiskarti loch, this last thing, that vayishman yeshurim vayivud is the most common midah that takes people off the derech. They start taking it for granted. They think Hashem's okay with them. The zemufursim b'sifrei hanaviim shebechol dor. Well, now he's for sure talking about the 10 things. Then klal mafsidi hashar hashlishi hazeh, hasher maturosenu bo biu roifani kabolos avodas Hashem yisala. So where would the sentence start if he's talking about all 10 things? I don't know, this is a funny translation. This is not the old-fashioned translation. Ki kol mi, that's a connecting sentence. I don't know. At some point, he's starting to talk about all the 10 things. V'hen klal mafsidei hashar hashlishi hazeh. These 10 things. So again, you can make a list of the 10 things. This is what's going to ruin your avodas Hashem, which is based on Hakaras HaTov. Number one is don't use it to be moreed in Hashem. Number two is to speak it out. And you can even speak out of it, you know, you can speak out past things too. You can speak out something Hashem did for you 20 years ago, 30 years ago. That's okay. Number three is not to minimize it or ignore it or underestimate it, which everybody does with the health and everything, right? Number four is not to attribute it to someone else. Number five is not to take credit for yourself. Number six is not to say you're in control, you're a hustler, you're the one that's controlling it by doing X, Y, Z. Number seven is don't look down on people who don't have it because you think you deserve it. Number eight is to really, you should be increasing it every day, but at least don't let it slip. Number nine is to look down at Gashmiyastika things and to look up at other people at Ruchniyastika things. And number ten is not to assume that what Hashem, that if things are going okay, that you feel safe. You feel that you feel Hashem is pleased with you, and you get complacency. If you can't increase your avodas Hashem, be'ez tosefes tovaso. Remember, he said as big yisayid two prakim ago that if Hashem increases his tova to you, you have really an obligation to increase correspondingly what you do for him, so to speak. Since you're doing film as an expression of Hakaras HaTov, so now you're mechuyev in more Hakaras HaTov. So if you can't do more, ve'efshel ol kabel olav mashe hiskarti loch l'shem Hashem yisala, but you can do at least these 10 things. You maintain these 10 attitudes, yezakai l'tzmidus HaTov ha'miyuchedus lo. That's what he said, b'sofa kovod lovo. You'll be zochet that Hashem will continue to bestow tova upon you. So these are the 10 minimal things that he's almost making it into a guarantee that you'll have tova from Hashem. But now he hits against the wall of reality. Now that's in normal life, that's how life should function. But now he like throws in a sort of a philosophical curveball, because he's saying, well, nice, sometimes it doesn't go well for people. Sometimes people fall, people don't have it, so people go down. You know what I'm saying? If you maintain these 10 things, you'll maintain everything, and things will be good. But the antishlomi menu, if you're lacking things, even though you're doing everything right, so there could be one of two reasons. Here's a lot of things, right? We know things don't always work out the way we'd like them to. So he's saying, here's a lot of mishtesivus. It might be one of two things. But he's really, and this is, he's really guaranteeing you. I mean, under normal circumstances, all things being equal, 9 out of 10 times. If he wouldn't be guaranteeing you, he wouldn't feel the need to say this. Although this feels the need to say this, it just hit me now. Like, that's, it means he's taking himself very, very seriously. That if you keep to these 10 things, then Hashem will do his part. And he takes that so seriously that he feels the need to say, I mean, and if it doesn't happen, so there's one of two things that are going on. Either it's a meiruk lachetcha kodam lo, either Hashem is punishing you for past sins, but he uses the word meiruk, it means cleansing. He's cleansing you from past sins, so it's a punishment for past sins, that's possible. O kedei l'shalom lo l'olam haba, v'meshi yosr nala umaromam v'shofei amiyot. That's the idea of Yisurin Shel Abba, if you learn Brachas, that sometimes Hashem does that to get off out any last vestiges of Chet for the purpose of increasing your Shechar and Olam Abba. So sometimes that'll happen. But in reading the Chovet Halavdus, you see that that's not the norm. That's not Hashem's normal hanhaga. The normal hanhaga is you have your, you do your minimal. I mean, Perek Zion is minimal. So you do your minimal, and Hashem maintains the tov as he goes with you. He increases it, you're supposed to increase yours, but even if you don't, at least he says Hashem will maintain what he's giving you now if you do these 10 things, if you maintain these 10 attitudes. Okay, it could happen that not, and there'll be a reason, and he gives you the reasons. But he's saying, l'chayra, that that's not the norm. You can be sure that normal life is having the benefits of maintaining, at the very least, maintaining the benefits you have if you show the Hakoras HaTov in the way that he detailed in this Perek Zayin.